welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
The Lord who reveals himself. Hallelujah. The Lord who shows himself. And God is about showing himself in this time. He wants to show himself to Scarborough. He wants to show himself to the people of God, but more than that, the people who don't yet know him. Amen. It's time for God to move in this town. It's time for God to move in Yorkshire. Amen. Well, he is moving, but we're talking about increase. We're talking about more and more and more. Is that, that's so sad. He's getting his revenge now. Hallelujah. Now, if we go to John 14, I do apologise to the students. You know, you've got away from Pastor Colin. This is his favourite, you know, passages, these middle chapters in John. And we're back in John. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Believe me, this is John 14, verse 11. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of these miracles themselves. Amen. In other words, the miracles are evidence that God is real. Yes. Okay? The people that have been healed in this church through various things of cancer, of backache, of pain, of headaches, and all the things that have been happening, it's actually evidence that you can take and say, well, I can see that God is real. Yes. I mean, Jesus does say, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. It's a kind of a weak entry saying, look, I want you to believe in me, I want you to believe in my word. But if you're struggling with that, at least believe, because you can see the miracles. And God is still the same, he doesn't change. So that's why he wants miracles. Amen. He then goes on to say, I tell you the truth. I mean, he's really trying to emphasize a point here. He's just said, believe me when I say. A sentence later, he says, I tell you the truth. Anyone, say anyone.
Anyone.
You didn't say it. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. Look at the context of it. What did he just say? Believe on the evidence of these. I tell you the truth. Whoever does what I've been doing will do it in an even greater way. That's a bit of a bad paraphrase there. In other words, whoever, I've been doing these miracles, but whoever believes in me will do even greater miracles. It doesn't just mean greater because there's more of us. It's talking of more power. Amen. Jesus did some pretty amazing stuff. It says that all who came to him were healed. All who touched him were healed. And God is restoring that to his church. Amen. Where all who come to the body of his church, all who come into his house are healed. Have we got there yet? No, but we'll only get there by constantly and continuously stretching our faith and saying, I'll pray for you and you will be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you are in the process of being healed. You've received the measure of your healing, like John here, and his eyes are getting better. But we're expecting him to come to full restoration.
Yes.
Amen. When you go and pray for people, when you go and lay hands on the sick, they say, oh yes, that feels much better. Say, is it completely better? And they'll probably say at that point, well, I've still got a little bit of pain. It's amazing how often you can pray and it begins to work. Don't let it just begin. Say, okay, we'll continue to pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We give up too easily sometimes. Even Jesus himself prayed twice before now. He asked the man, you know, what do you see? He said, I see like trees walking round when he was playing for the blind man. Now, that's not very good eyesight. Okay? Carol, you don't look like a tree. Hallelujah. A certain person on the front row once said that I was a short, stubby bush, but we won't go there. It's true, and it was an accurate prophetic word. But you don't see trees, people like trees walking around, and Jesus prayed again. If Jesus could pray twice, we can pray twice.
Yes.
Amen? And miracles are breaking out. How many people did you pray for this week to be healed? Well, that's why you didn't see any. Hallelujah. Some of you probably have done. There's two over there. Anybody? Well, let's try it. How many of you, you can raise fingers if there's more than one. How many of you prayed for somebody to be healed this week? That's cool. That's good. Well, it's going to get better.
Amen.
I mean, we should be excited when we meet someone who's sick. Way, an opportunity. Hallelujah. And suddenly, instead of thinking, oh no, we'll be thinking, oh yeah. Hallelujah. God's going to be glorified again. And you know, if we pray and we pray and we stand with them, and at that point you don't see an improvement, what do? You carry on and you wait on the Lord until you see that healing through. You keep coming back to them and you say, has it gone yet? Or are you healed yet? Or is the pain gone? Or whatever. And we'll keep happening, and we'll keep standing, and we'll keep standing, because we need to see a greater level of God's power released. Amen? I'm foreseeing people, we are seeing people, but I'm foreseeing more people healed of cancer. You know, I want to see Parkinson's disease healed. I want to see people who aren't able to get out of wheelchairs get up out of wheelchairs and walk. Amen? I want people whose minds are struggling with all kinds of stuff, whatever it is going on in there, you know, whatever kind of thing, I want it gone. Yes. Yeah, it says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Yes. Amen. So we're a destruction people when it comes to the enemy's works. Yes. And a restoration people when it comes to God's works. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, he says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, the miracles. He will do even greater things than these. So greater miracles than we've even seen Jesus do. That's interesting, because that means it can't be in here. Interesting. Okay, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask. I mean, he's really laying it on thick here. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. Okay, it's got to be in your name. Well, what's in his name? Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. What are the works of the enemy? Poverty, sickness, need, abuse. So whatever we ask for in his name, and along that, with his authority, in other words, along those lines, he's going to give us the answer so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. It's not, in fact, it's interesting, when you pray for someone to be healed and God heals them, it's not just so that they will be healed. When you pray for someone to be saved and they give their lives to the Lord and it's transformed and they've got that energy and new life and everything that God gives you, with a smile on your face and longer hair. No, I don't think the last one's there, but when God gives you the full package, as it were, of the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you're full of the Holy Spirit, it's so that God can be glorified. Amen? Not just so that person can be saved. So actually, to not pray for people is actually real disobedience, because you're saying God doesn't deserve to be glorified. We don't think of it like that, do we? I mean, some of us, if you're like me, if I'm honest, sometimes you don't want to pray for people because in case nothing happens. And you think, well, God might get a bad name. I mean, really, you're thinking, I don't want to look stupid. But, you know, you dress it up a little bit by thinking, I don't want God to get... Listen, God can handle having a bad name. He's had one for a few thousand years. He's got a terrible name on YouTube. Hallelujah. God can handle anything. And actually, we're going to be surprised. Ooh, we've got the brass band to compliment as well now. Hallelujah. God is good. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And we've got to do greater miracles.
Yes.
Because that's what he's told us to do. Hallelujah. Now, if he's told us to do something, that means he will equip us to do it.
Yes.
It's not that we go out and sort of think, well, where can I, have I got a miracle in my pocket here? Yeah? It's from him, through us, to them. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's another little bit, another great passage. You can see why Pastor Colin likes to preach from this a lot. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Okay? Apart from me, you can do nothing. And in fact, Jesus said the same thing. Apart from the Father, I can do nothing. So that's good news. We're not expected to do this. We can only do it as God does it through us. Amen? If you remain in me, and that really means abide, that really means sort of rest in God's presence, be in God's presence. Yeah? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, here he goes again, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. We know these scriptures. A lot of you will know these scriptures. Some of you might be the first time you've heard them. Grab hold of them quick. God is for healing in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. Amen? He's for healing and destroying where people are stuck in addiction. He comes along and he brings you into freedom. Amen? Whether that's alcohol or drugs or whatever, pornography, whatever it is, he can come into that addiction and break the power of it so that you can live in freedom. Amen? This side of that freedom, you can look and think, I don't know if that's possible. Well, it's possible, but you can't know it's possible till you've got God. And then when you've got God, suddenly it's possible. Hallelujah. Some people he delivers immediately. Some people he delivers over time. I don't know which one you'll be, but he will. He'll do it because that's what he's promised. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. And then you see, when these miracles happen, then you've got a response. Now, this is where it links in with Jehovah, in case you've forgotten that was actually the title. But when Jesus speaks here, and he says about the glory going to God, when you see someone healed, you can have two responses. You can say, wow, that's amazing, they're healed. That's a good response. But also you can say, wow, that's God showing who he is. In other words, revealing himself, and that's Jehovah. Now, you'll find that God has other names as well. And the ones we're just going to look at a very few of them. Three if we get time, two if we don't, one if I go on for too long, especially with drivel like I'm saying now. The first one we're going to look at is Jehovah Shammah. Now, Jehovah Shammah literally means the Lord is there. It's a strange one, isn't it? You think, I want the Lord here, not there. But the word that literally means the Lord is there. Now, the first time it was used in the Bible was when one of the Old Testament prophets, Ezekiel by his name, was speaking loads of word prophecy. But you've got to look at where he was. At the time he was doing it, the whole nation was in a complete mess. They were going away from God. They weren't interested in God. Sound familiar? Look at this nation, it was probably very similar. They were going into exile, the enemy was coming, that may be not similar, but they were in distress. And the Lord, and Ezekiel had this vision of the temple being rebuilt in a certain day. And if you go right to the very last chapter, right to the very last verse of Ezekiel, if you want to look it up, it's Ezekiel 48:35, you'll see it says, and the name of the city he's been seeing in the spirit that is the future, and the name of the city from that time on will be, the Lord is there. Now the temple's destroyed. They're being taken into captivity. They're under such incredible shame because they failed God. They failed their own lives. There's tears. There's satanic oppression. There's persecution. But Ezekiel comes and says, a vision of the future. He sees the church in the future and says, the Lord is there. And do you know why it's better than the Lord is here? Because wherever you go, the Lord is there. Yes. It's not so much that the Lord is just with you, although he is with you, that's a different revelation. Wherever you go, if I go over here, the Lord is there. When you go home to your house after this service, the Lord is there. Yes. When you talk to your neighbor about the Lord is there. When you come to church, the Lord is there. He's always 10 steps ahead of you. You can't outrun him. Wherever you go, he'll be there ahead of you, waiting for you to release his glory in the situation you're going into. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's ahead of you. Whatever challenge, whatever you face, whatever's gone wrong in your life, and maybe you are in shame this morning or in sickness this morning, the Lord has gone ahead of you. He is there with the answer. He is there with your healing. He is there with the answer to your need. He's there to wipe your tear. He's there to wash you clean from all shame and say, come on, my child, let's start again. Yes. Let's forget all about the shame. Let's forget all about the sorrow, and let's start again. You can have a new life in me. If you don't know him already, you'll literally get a new life, and that's where the expression born again comes from. Yes. Amen. You can be born again. You can start again in him. There's a Jewish priest once said to Jesus, how can I be born again? You want me to go back inside my mother? And he says, no, I didn't quite mean that. He says, no, it's about a new life in him. Yes. Actually, he says, well, don't you understand that? That's fairly simple. You're supposed to be a teacher. Hallelujah. But can you imagine the expression born again? If you don't know where it comes from, it's weird. How can you be born again? Born a second time. Born from above. Well, you can't, apart from Jesus. But when you're born, it's like totally fresh, isn't it? There's nothing. At that time, you haven't made any mistakes. You're a bit selfish, screaming and crying and stuff. But you haven't made any mistakes. You've got a fresh start. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. Let's go to Psalm. If you've got a Bible, we'll go to this one together. Psalm 139. verses 7 to 10. Where can I go from your spirit? In other words, where can I get away from you? Where can I flee from your presence, Lord? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold fast to me. You can't get away from God. Sometimes he's called the hound of heaven because he'll come after you and he'll come after you and he'll come after you out of his intense love and passion for you to be able to share in his kingdom. Yes. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Do you want what God has for you?
Yes.
Then you can have it because he's already there.
Yes.
It's Jehovah Shammah. Is there a situation in your life which you think, that's such a mess? God's already there. Is there a situation in your life where there's been such shame because you've messed it up? God's already there. You're restored. Hallelujah. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes.
In the beginning of creation, God was there. When you become a new Christian, God is there. Now, and you know what? It's more the big word that I usually forget. It's omnipresent. God is everywhere. But this actually is more than that. This is, God is everywhere. You know, people will tell you that. People who don't believe in God will tell you God's everywhere. You know, because they've heard that before. But what we're saying here is that God is more than that. God is there. It's the tangible presence of the Lord. You see, and you say, well, why are you teaching this? Because when we take hold of the word of God, it becomes a reality in our life. And what God wants us to experience is that he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you walk out on the street on your way to work, you probably walk a bit better than that, but the Lord is there with you. When you get in your car and you drive, you crash if you drive like that, but when you get in your car and drive, the Lord is there. When you go to the supermarket, the Lord is there.
Yeah.
And that's why when the opportunities that are going to come up, you know, divine appointments are when you meet people. And people say, oh, I'm praying for a divine appointment. Every person you meet is a divine appointment.
Yes.
Some will just be more fruitful than others. Hallelujah. But what I tell you, and where the fruit comes from is when a people are expecting, well, God's already there, so there's going to be things happening. When Jimmy's fixing his gutter in, the Lord is there.
Yes.
He's not actually in the room at the moment, is he? But he's there, and so he's ready to speak.
Yes.
So he gets opportunities. The Lord is there. You know, we were looking for opportunities to work more in the streets of Scarborough. And you think, how is that going to happen? How can we do that? Pastor Clive gave that word when he was up that he gave a very specific word to me. Do you remember that I would be able to have influence locally? A good influence, obviously. And you're thinking, well, how can things like that happen? That must be a word for the future. And yet this very week, I'm with some other church leaders in town. We met with a police inspector that was saying, can you help us? We want to start a street pastor scheme in Scarborough. Have you got people that will help? I don't know if you also know, if you don't know about the street pastor scheme, that Brian and Shona are back with us today. You know, they've been trying to get here for a while. I hear that you found a house yesterday. And you've had an offer in on a house. And it's accepted. Hallelujah. That's it. But do you know what Brian does up there in Perth? He's been a street pastor. And as I said to the police inspector, I said to him, oh, we've got a guy coming to join our church. He's a street pastor. He nearly bit my hand off. He was saying, I need to meet him. When he moves down here, make sure we meet up. I want to work with him to make Scarborough a better place. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is there. Okay? He speaks the word and the Lord is there, whether it's a personal situation or our corporate situation. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's going to be a great opportunity. Kate's quite enthusiastic about drawing that team. I mean, what a great chance to be out on the streets in official capacity, meeting the very people that need the Lord. Well, they all need the Lord, but you're out there. Hallelujah. It's going to be awesome. Ask the Lord if you're going to be one of them. It's not easy. You end up working through the night with, where do you go? The very area you'd never normally go. You go to the very worst places so that you can diffuse situations and care for people. That's why pastor is a good word. It's caring. It's getting people home that are too drunk to move. It's showing the love of Jesus to people who don't deserve it, because we never deserved it either. Hallelujah. That's why we get healed. Not because we deserve it, but because God is just moving in His mercy and His love. That's why we get saved. It's mercy. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't He? The Lord is there already. He's ahead of us. Now, as I said, it's the tangible presence of God. And there's one scripture that speaks of this to me. And I want you to stand with me, because it's time for us to believe in this so that we start to see it happening. You know, we need to see more and more tangible presence of God. I mean, He was here in the worship. You could feel Him. But, you know, how about this in 1 Kings? And the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple. It's time for us to see the glory of the Lord filling the temple. Amen. Not just to know it. Well, I mean, we knew it. We felt it. Some of you have seen angels around this place. Hallelujah. Extraordinary miracles. We haven't seen any. People have their teeth restored with gold teeth yet, but you never know, any time. To me, it's one of the most weird things to happen. You sort of think, why? Yes. You can almost imagine some people digging them out and selling them, can't you? I think it's because God says, I'm breaking out of the box. Yes. You know, you think you've got me in a box. You think you understand me. But as soon as you understand God, you've boxed Him in, and He's not God anymore. Yeah? God's far bigger. It's so funny preaching with the band in the background. It's the good news is that means they can hear us out there. Yes, amen. And if anybody out there is listening, you need to know the Lord, you come in and we'll introduce you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord in the room. The glory of the Lord in the street around this library, so that people are drawn in. Maybe they're even falling over in the street, because that's what happens sometimes in the presence of God, isn't that? That's why people often fall over when you're ministering, is that they get a real sense and understanding of the glory of God, and they just fall over. They don't get hurt, though. Hallelujah. Okay, that's Jehovah Shammah. I am going to run out of time. I'm going to do the next one, because the Lord is there. Alongside that is Jehovah Shalom. Yes. The Lord is our peace.
Yes.
And in the midst of turmoil and brass bands, the Lord is our peace.
Amen.
It's a supernatural peace. Lord, release your peace now. There, you can feel His peace. It's not just some thing on a Christmas card saying peace at this season or whatever. This is the peace of God, the shalom. And in Israel, it's often the custom when you greet someone to say shalom, shalom. Because they're saying peace in your outside and peace in your innermost being. It's why in Philippians it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, present your requests to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Him.
Yes.
Amen. You need His peace. It can be. We get God's peace in circumstances where we shouldn't have God's peace. The street pastors will walk in God's peace. In a situation where in the natural perhaps you wouldn't, but they will, because they'll have Jehovah Shalom watching over them. When you get into situations with your relatives maybe about talking about the Lord, or your neighbours, where normally you might start to get anxious and sort of think, just remember, Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. That's why we spend time with the Lord. You know, sometimes when you're with the Lord, you just receive, don't you? Just soak in His presence. You receive His peace. And then you accomplish far, far more than if you're rushing around like a mad thing. You know? It talks of wholeness, of wellness. It's not just like something plastered over the top of a big wound, or, you know, everything's frantic, but okay, there's just like this peace blanket comes on and makes it calm. No, it comes in on the inside and on the outside and washes you through. It's healing, even healing again. It's especially in the mind, where you struggle with stuff, maybe you worry about finances and stuff like that. Just receive His peace. Amen. The first person that where the Lord reveals this name to is actually Gideon. And if you don't know the story of Gideon, Gideon was a bit of a nobody, really, and his country, Israel, are being attacked by the Midianites, and they're all absolutely terrified of the Midianites. They can't defeat them. So he's threshing his corn in a wine press, in other words, in a cave somewhere, so that he can't be seen, so that the Midianites won't come on by and steal all his food. So he's hiding out in there. He feels a complete, absolute nobody. He's got no real power. He's got no real influence. And the Lord appears to him and tells him, "You're going to lead my people." He's a nobody. But do you know what revelation he gets that enables him to go from this scared little person inside a wine press, hiding from the enemy, to becoming a leader of God's people, a victorious leader of God's people, after he's had this encounter with the angel of the Lord, as it's explained. After he's had this encounter with the angel, and many of you are going to have encounters with angels. This is the season we're in. But he has this encounter with the angel, and the revelation is, he sets up a little altar at the end of it. His revelation is, "The Lord is my peace." Even though he's going to take his people to war, the revelation God gives him is peace. Because it's peace in the midst of the conflict of our lives. It's peace in the midst of a world that's pretty mixed up. Yes. Receive his peace. Wherever we go, the Lord is there, and we go with his peace. Hallelujah. We can have confidence. You know, the time is coming, months ahead, maybe a couple of years ahead, who knows really, where this building will be too small for us. And also, it's not that great for us because we're not here all the time. We haven't got a 7-day-a-week presence. And it will be an incredible leap, won't it? But the Lord's our peace. And do you know what? The Lord's already there.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
He already knows exactly what it's like. He's already there. The last one this morning, after those two, it's Jehovah Rapha or Jehovah Rapha. And that means the Lord who heals you.
Yes.
Amen. That's a good one. It's it came to the people of Israel after that escape from Egypt. And here it is. Let me find it. Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not permit any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians to come upon you. For I am the Lord who heals you." Or, "I am the Lord your health." It's always good to walk in health rather than need healing, actually, isn't it? Are you a healthy person? The answer is yes. We confess, "I'm a healthy person," because he's Jehovah Rapha, or Rapha, the Lord who heals me. Wherever I go, whatever I face, he's already there. He gives me his peace when I go there. And if I should get sick, or something should happen to me, he's the Lord who heals me. But actually, he's already said, "I will not permit any of the diseases that came upon the Egyptians to come upon you." And when they left Egypt, the scripture says, I think it's Psalm 139, that there was not one who was weak or feeble amongst them. All 3 million of them walked in health as they came out. It's time now in the church for there not to be a sick person.
Amen.
We're living in days where that will be a reality, when everyone who knows the Lord is healed. Well, do a call for healing and say there's no visitors that day, and there won't be anybody who needs healing because they're all healed. It'll be a success that nobody responds. "No, I don't need healing, I'm fine." Hallelujah. We don't accept the curse that came through the law, that we shouldn't decay and get ill and have arthritis and a little bit of rheumatism and a little bit of bad back. That's all rubbish. The Lord didn't create us to have bad backs. The Lord didn't create us to have arthritis. He is the Lord who heals us. And if you found yourself in that situation, well, the Lord's already there. Receive his peace and have his healing. Amen? And it's a revelation there. I just said Jehovah reveals God. So these names show that God is already there for you. God is already is your peace. And when you walk in his peace, it reveals who God is. And when you're healed, it brings glory to him because it also reveals who he is. When the church is walking in complete health, it reveals who God is. Amen. The law says that you must be conquered by the curse. Because unless you keep absolutely every, as it says here, if you do what's right in his eyes, pay attention to his command and keep all his decrees. The law says you either keep that or you come under a curse. The law of medical science might say you can't be healed. The law of money and finances might say there's no way out of your debt or you're not going to have enough to meet. But we are freed from the law. Amen. Jesus came to fulfill, to complete the law. Now we live by grace. And he enables us to live the law. But as he enables us to do, we receive all the blessings. And unless you deliberately walk out of that, you can only walk in his blessing. And blessing. And blessing. And blessing. And blessing. And you want more blessing? Blessing. You want more blessing? Here's the blessing. It says in Ephesians, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So reach up and take hold of them because they're yours. The law of finances might say you're in debt. You're freed from the law of finances. God is your provider. That's Jehovah Jireh. We haven't really even gone there. Hallelujah. The law of medical science might say your disease is incurable or it will take a long time or we can only help you to live with it. The law of the Spirit of life says by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. He is Jehovah Rapha. Amen. That's not to mock medical science at all. We've got a doctor in the room, so I don't dare. Hallelujah. Mind you, I heard about someone went to his surgery the other day. They said, can you give me something for wind? They walked out with a stunt kite. Oh, no, it was bad. But I had to get it in because, hey, blame Leslie, it was one of hers. It was, though, wasn't it? Oh, hallelujah. Anyway, he's a God who heals you. But you know, the final bit of revelation on Jehovah Rapha that I want to give you, he's not just the Lord who heals. It's the Lord who heals when you lay hands on the sick. Because he said, lay hands on the sick and they will get well. It was one of his commandments. And that's just another, hey, hang on a minute. He's not just the Lord who heals me. He's the Lord who heals when I lay hands on others because that's what he's told me to do. And he said, I will do greater works than the miracles that the disciples were already seeing. He said, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. That's awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up, shall we? Hallelujah. Let's just see how the Lord would have us finish this morning.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.